Lesson 87. The Earthworm. The earthworm is also called the dewworm because it likes to come out of its hole and creep about when the grass is wet with dew. It is a very long and thin animal, being often a foot long, yet less than 1/4 inch in thickness. Its body is composed of more than 100 rings, all joined together. At first you cannot see that the worm has any head, but if you look very closely you will see that one end of the body is more pointed than the other, and that when the worm moves, this pointed end goes first. The pointed end is its head. In the head there is a slit or mouth, by which the worm is able to feed on decayed plants. The earthworm swallows a great deal of the earth or mould in which it lives, because this earth always contains some decayed leaves or roots. This vegetable matter forms the animal's food, and the useless part of the mould is carried to the top of a hole or burrow in which the worm lives. Have you ever seen the worm casts, or little curly heaps of fine mould, which the earthworm leaves behind it? In swallowing the mould to feed on the vegetable matter which it contains, the little animal does a great deal of good, for it breaks up the mould so finely that it changes a hard and barren soil into a rich soil in which plants can grow well. The earthworm has no legs. How then does it move? If we wash a worm in water till it is quite clean, and then look at the underside of its body, we shall see 8 stiff little bristles on each of its many rings.